96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now talking about Whoa, Snow Allegra. All right, everybody, so we're going to get into this conversation. Very interesting that Nina Brown brought it up. I heard everybody talking about it on social media, especially in light of them having the reunion of the Fresh Prince Bel Air show. And they were talking about the original Aunt Viv, you know, that switched out. And people who watched the show religiously remember that time. So tell everybody, so what happened? Will Smith sat down at the red table, Nina?
Yeah, well, he sat down at the red table with his psychologist, Dr. Ramani, but he had already taped the apology, the sit-down conversation he had with Janet Hubert, who was the original Aunt Viv. We know the beloved Aunt Viv, the dark-skinned Aunt Viv that we all fell in love with. Mm-hmm. People didn't know about the beef. A lot of people knew there was beef but didn't really understand why. This sit down with Will Smith and Janet Hubert goes into why, and it explains both sides of the story, but even more powerful, it's the apology, the ownership, the understanding of one another that is just so powerful that we can all learn from.
Hmm. Can I listen to a piece real quick? And we want to have people call in.
Yes.
Tell us what they think about it, but also as we go through this hour and play clips from this sit down, a very deep and intimate sit down after so many years that was well overdue. Let's take a listen to the first piece real quick.
Yes.
A painful situation was around the Fresh Prince. I had a feud, a war of words that I'd been in with someone that I never thought would get resolved. And really until recently, I didn't know how to even begin the process of reconciliation. I really couldn't see myself celebrating without really dealing with this. At 21, I felt like I was on top of the world. The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air was a hit.
Now this is a story all about how my life...
Aunt Viv!
Sweetie.
How you doing?
Hi!
Janet Hubert was cast as my Aunt Viv. She was 34 years old, an accomplished actress and dancer who had come to the show from Broadway. At first, we were all just one big happy family.
Those Friday night tapings were a lot of fun.
Talking about Anna.
Will would get revved up. The audience would get revved up.
Will's it!
It was awesome.
But as time went on, our relationship soured.
I can't wait to hear the rest of it.
It will honestly make you reflect on your own life, and it will make you like really look back and say, who do I need to have a Will Smith, Janet Hubert conversation with? Because you have to look at your own life and say, who have I hurt that deeply, or who has hurt me that deeply that owes me an apology? And they say forgiveness is not about them, but about you. But it's such a hard thing to do and to heal from the trauma that surrounded, you know, whatever went down. I mean, it's a lot, Frank Ski. It is a lot.
All right. We're going to get into this. Hey, don't move. Let's get into some classic loose ends real quick. We'll come back with more from the Red Table Talk with Will Smith and the original Aunt Viv.
Yes.
And I heard some tears are going to fall, and it's going to be very emotional, DMV. This is the piece you don't want to miss. It's on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, 96.3 WHUR. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show. We're talking about Will Smith sitting at the red table talking with the original Aunt Viv. In case you don't remember or remember the story from back when the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air first came out, there was an original Aunt Viv, right, Nina?
Correct.
And that woman, she basically came out and was just asking for to be respected on the show. And Will Smith was young and
he was hothead.
Hothead. And basically asked for her to be replaced. And the public, like, backlash went on her. Like, she was hard and difficult to get along with.
Yeah. Yeah, and honestly, I know this isn't in the clip, so I will share with the DMV audience that Will Smith actually talks about the reason he treated her so badly. Will Smith grew up in an abusive household, and comedy was, he never was accepted by his parents unless he was doing comedy. So it was a lot of his own childhood traumas that came out in his relationship with Janet Hubert, and the little boy in Will wanted her to accept him. And it was like a lot of his own childhood traumas that came up in that relationship. So it really, there's so many layers to it. But yeah, let's pick up from like when they actually, you know, had the red table talk.
In season 4, Janet was replaced by Daphne Maxwell Reed. Janet blamed me. Then our private disagreements went public.
They went after me like red meat.
On a radio interview, I said that Janet wanted it to be the Aunt Viv of Bel Air show. Over the years, the war of words escalated. In 2018, Janet released this video.
Make no mistake, this video is for you directly. I will not go to my grave feeling that questions have been unanswered or misconceptions of me that you put there. Nowhere did it ever say I was fired. The only person who ever said that, sweetie, was you. The vomit that you spewed, I still reek of it. The one thing I do regret in my life was ever taking that role to have worked with someone like you. I wish you had thought about my family. I wish you had thought about the consequences of your actions.
Whew.
Wow. Whew. That was deep. That was just in 2018. That was just 2 years ago when Janet Hubert put out that video and directed it directly to Will Smith. Like, don't be confused. This is for you. Woo, that was a lot. Can you imagine?
What do you think caused her to go and get on that show?
Well, she'd come from Broadway, so she was a.
No, I'm talking
accomplished...
about getting at the red table.
Oh, because I feel like she's been so pained. She's 30 years. She says in one of the clips we're going to play in a second, she served a life sentence. But this, she lost everything. And this is like pained her, traumatized her. She also wants to forgive and release because she needs to be able to move forward. She's been stuck in this for 30 years. And at some point or another, you get tired. She says it. I'm tired. My heart is tired. So she also wants to move forward. So she was open to the conversation because she's been stuck in this trauma for 30 years.
Mm.
let's play that. Let's play the apology. Let's play that because I think I need you to hear it and I need DMV to hear it.
Okay, play it.
This has been tough.
Yeah, for sure.
Has it been tough for you?
Yes, it has.
Only you know and I know what the truth is about all of this. I just wanted to know one thing.
Mm-hmm.
Why you guys went so far? I lost so much.
I think it would be helpful for me. Like, I don't know your story.
Mm-hmm.
I know. Because I was having a different experience.
As the oldest woman on that set, you know, there's that respect level that being an older woman and a Black woman, we had our issues.
Mm-hmm.
I had been banished. And they said it was you who banished me because I didn't laugh at your jokes. Mm-hmm. Then they ordered me to stay in my room. I couldn't come out on the stage. And I wasn't unprofessional on the set. I just stopped talking to everybody because I didn't know who to trust. And the whole negotiation thing was messed up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You guys offered me something I had to turn down. And I was like, why?
Absolutely. And
you know that they offered me 10 weeks of work and said you can't work anywhere else?
I didn't know specifically what the offer was.
10 weeks.
And I knew that
you had
turned down the offer.
How do you survive with a mortgage and a new business and a new baby and a husband who wasn't working at the time?
Mm-hmm.
How do you survive? Yeah. So much of what you said just destroyed and everywhere I went, everybody just beat me up. Mm-hmm. We lost our house. I lost everything. Reputation. But you took all that away from me with your words. You know, words can kill. You know those words, calling a Black woman difficult in Hollywood is the kiss of death. And it's hard enough being a dark-skinned Black woman in this business. Angry Black woman, that's all I got. Bitter. But what you didn't realize either, that I was going through a lot at home.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Very abusive marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I had a new baby. He was 3 months old. So I felt like there was no sanctuary anywhere for me. Family disowned me. the black community disown me because they keep wanting to bring it up.
Yeah.
It's like, what about that Fresh Prince thing? What about Will Smith? What about all the, you know, it just never goes away. Black people beat my they beat my son. Somebody smashed a cookie in my son's face and said, your mother, people send me hateful Instagrams. Aren't you dead yet? I love Will. Why don't you just die?
Wow.
Mm.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm.
Golly, to be blackballed from the industry you worked 34 years to be in just because of one show and one person going on a radio show saying she was difficult. She lost everything. She lost everything, Frank.
Ooh, that's a little bit difficult. Let's take a quick break. Our phone line's open, 202-432-WA2R. Is there someone that you feel, you know, we're getting close to the holiday. Is there someone you feel like you need to clear the air with and apologize to? You know, like, you know, you said some things or did some things that messed them up. And you, you know, even if inadvertent, you just haven't made amends to it. 202-432-WA2R. The Frank Ski Show with Nita Brown, 96.3 WA2R. Sounds like Washington.
Frank Ski! Now more of the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown on 96.3 WHUR.
96.3 WHUR sounds like Washington. Phone lines going crazy. We're talking about Will Smith sitting at the red table with, what's her name, Nina Brown?
Dr. Ramani. Oh, Janet Hubert, yes. Yes,
yeah,
Aunt Viv.
Janet Hubert. And the original Aunt Viv from The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air, he got her blackballed, didn't realize it, spoke bad about her, said she was difficult to work with, and basically for 30 years, this woman has not been able to get another job. And the fans and people, you know how people can be, they take that stuff for real, and they've been blaming her. Let's go to the phones. WHUR, hello.
Hi, I have a total different perspective about this. After watching Will on the Red Table Talk Takeover and listening to the story, I find it very ironic that Will waited until the reboot of the show to do this. It's part of the publicity of the reboot. And 27 years later, this woman has suffered. She lost her husband. She lost her house. He labeled her as a difficult black woman in the industry, and she suffered. The pain is spoken in every word that she says, and it took for the reboot for him to come clean. I cry foul. This lady was sabotaged in the industry, and Will owes her. He owes her big.
Can I ask you a question? And I'm not. This is not a jab at you. I'm being honest. Can I ask you a question? If Janet Hubert, the one who went through the pain and the experience herself, is able to forgive Will Smith, why can't we?
I never said I don't forgive him. I'm saying the timing. It's not an acceptance thing. I'm just questioning the timing of it. 27 years later, and it's happening around the reboot.
Why do we have to question it? If she's not questioning it, why are we? Like, why can't we just allow people to be human and own their stuff? And apologize and make amends. Like, why do we do that? Like, why can't we just let
Because this is how it is in America, and this is why you have the radio station and other means of communication, so people can have their difference of opinion. I'm not questioning whether it was real or genuine. Could have been done privately 27 years later. No way. Okay. That's
thank
all
you,
I'm
sis.
Questioning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and now the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown. And we are discussing Will Smith sitting down at the red table, revealing the feud with Janet Hubert, saying it troubled me for nearly 30 years. As you remember, he was the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. The co-star was Janet Hubert, and she walked away from the show. She did three seasons, left the show in 93, citing creative differences, was replaced, and now they've been battling ever since then. And she has been blackballed by the film industry, both television and movies, because Will Smith went on a radio show and basically said she's gone because she was difficult to work with. The classic black woman being difficult to work with syndrome, and it really wasn't her fault.
Right.
And he admitted to that, you know. What clip are we playing now, Nina?
The explanation. So after the apology, they just talk more about, like, basically Will Smith is owning what he did to Janet. Let's play that, Sean.
Yeah.
I don't really want to fight no more. Time for letting go.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. My heart is just tired. I'm so tired from all of this. 30 years of shunning.
Yeah.
Closure, forgiveness.
Yeah.
Move forward. Stop him from all the chatter. Enough. Mm-hmm. Enough. I've served a 30-year life sentence.
For sure. The person I want to be is someone who protects you, not someone that unleashes dogs on you.
I appreciate that. I'm bitten to death.
I could not do a 30-year celebration of this show and not celebrate you. Celebrate your contribution to this show. Celebrate your contribution to my life.
Come here, you.
You okay?
I'm great.
You still feel like my...
Like I'm little?
Yeah. Yes.
You're still my Aunt Viv. You're still my Aunt Viv.
It's so weird. You know, we've said such hateful things about each other.
I'm sorry.
And I'm sorry, too.
Okay, we're good. We are good.
Wow. Mm. Whew, that apology. Long overdue, but it came.
We have a woman who disagrees.
Yeah.
We just played her a few minutes ago. I mean, she had a point, no? I mean, she had a point in saying that, you know, isn't it coincidental that Will Smith does this on the anniversary, the 20-year anniversary of the show? Was he promoting for people to watch the anniversary of the show? Or do you think it's something that he felt like he couldn't move forward without doing? Like he couldn't do the 20-year anniversary without sitting down with her and cleaning up the mess that he had made?
Yeah, can we talk about that when we come back? Because, like, that rubs me kind of the wrong way. Like, I just don't understand, like, why we can't be accepting if they're accepting. Janet Hubert went through it. If she can accept the apology and move on, why can't we? Like, who are we to even question if it's coincidental or if there's a motive behind it? Why? That's not our place.
Why isn't it our place?
Because they went through it. Like, she started, Janet said, only you and I know what really happened.
Yeah.
So it's not our place. We're not privy to those details.
But what I'm saying is, if they are putting their sit-down conversation and Will Smith's apology in the public, then the public has a right to have their opinion about it.
Okay.
So let's talk about it. 96.3 WHUR. How about a little bit of Case and Foxy Brown on 96.3 WHUR? Sounds like Washington. 96.3 WHUR, old school 90s, and definitely now, Hit Different, SZA, featuring Ty Dolla Sign on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown.
Yeah.
And we are talking about the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. They got ready to do their reunion, and Will Smith decided it was time that he went to the red table with Janet Hubert to basically reconcile their differences. If you don't know the story, Nina explained it a little bit earlier. Janet, of course, was the original Aunt Viv. She played the role for 3 seasons and left the show in 93, citing creative differences, replaced by Daphne Maxwell. She then, Huber and Smith, have both tangled occasionally in the public eye. She actually sent Will a message. Can we play that message real quick? That was in the beginning that we played that. But okay. But, so some people want to know whether or not Will is only doing it because it was the anniversary of the show. I kind of feel that, you know, obviously you can't really do an anniversary without having everyone. And sometimes there needs to be some reconciliation done before you do that. I've been to anniversaries where people don't talk to each other, which is stupid. You know, I mean, why do an anniversary all these years later and not do that?
Yeah, but Will is also in his 50s. He was 21 when he started Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. He has changed. He has grown. He is not the same person. And so, of course, approaching this anniversary reunion show, he said, I could not do this without having you involved in celebrating your contributions to what the Fresh Prince is. So, like, as a man, he said, I had to make right with you. I couldn't even do this without you. So now, I don't understand.
This woman disagrees. Play that clip from that woman that just called a few moments ago.
After watching Will on the Red Table Talk Takeover and listening to the story, I find it very ironic that Will waited until the reboot of the show to do this. It's part of the publicity of the reboot. And 27 years later, this woman has suffered. She lost her husband. She lost her house. He labeled her as a difficult black woman in the industry.
If Janet Hubert, the one who went through the pain and the experience herself, is able to forgive Will Smith, why can't we?
I never said I don't forgive him. I'm saying the timing. It's not an acceptance thing. I'm just questioning the timing of it. 27 years later, why do we have to question him?
If she's not questioning it, why are we? Like, why can't we just allow people to be human and own their stuff and apologize and make amends? Like, why do we do that?
This is how it is in America, and this is why you have the radio station and other means of communication, so people can have their difference of opinion.
Wow.
I got a question. I mean, obviously, she said because of what happened, because of what Will said to her, she was blackballed for 30 years.
Right.
Couldn't get a job. Her family was harassed. She was harassed continually for 30 years on social media. Was there a payoff, you think?
I hope so. And I honestly believe that Will Smith probably did, because how can you not watch this and feel like, when a woman says, for 30 years, I couldn't even get a job, I lost my house, I lost my family, my kids were harassed. Like, when you're a multimillionaire like Will Smith is, like, how do you not automatically say, well, I need to pay you for everything you lost? I'm sure, come on, y'all, I'm sure, and I don't know for sure, it wasn't said, or I don't believe it was said, but I think that Will Smith would have, and I don't think he would have publicized that. I think he would have done that out of the kindness of his heart, because he knew he was wrong. He owned it and acknowledged it, and he wants to make amends with her and do right by her. So I think I will bank on him writing her a check as she deserves.
You know what, one of the things that I thought about is, before let's you and I are in the industry, right?
Yes.
Before that sit down would have happened, there was another conversation. You know what I mean? Like, they just didn't call her and say, hey, Will wants to talk to you after 30 years and make amends with you at the table. And then, you know, somebody that's hurt like that would have been like, and what? You know what I mean? Like, I think there was a sit down early. It would have been very interesting to know what was in the conversations between their people to get her to sit down at that table like that.
I don't think everyone has that approach, though. I think there's some people that I know who...
Because he said they haven't talked in 27 years.
I know that, but considering all that she's been through, she's been dragged, she said the dogs attacked her. Sometimes when you've gone through 27 years of trauma, you do want to let it go. I'm sure she was actually to hear, oh, Will Smith wants to sit down and apologize. She probably felt a whole lot of pressure be relieved just hearing that. Like, not everyone is going to be resistant to hearing that. Some people want to be able to move on and heal. And she knows she can't do that without that conversation.
All right.
I don't know, though.
All right.
I don't know.
All right. Well, listen, I my hat goes off to Will Smith. He's a class act. And, you know, the fact that he sat down and did that is in itself a testament. And it is. Because there's a lot of people in Hollywood that need to sit down and have them conversations. You know, and we talked about a few of them last week. But in any case, we're going to move on. DJ Herb is up next with that 5 o'clock mix. And don't forget, coming up at 5:30, George Wilburn is our new guest. Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday for Two Truths and a Lie. Get ready to laugh, DMV. It's coming up on the Frank Ski Show with Nina Brown, 96.3 WHUR. Sounds like Washington.